connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM. The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We invite you to dial in each and every day. We'd love to hear from you, your thoughts about the issue, your dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. Today we're talking about unveiling the deep state. Unveiling the deep state. Now, what does that mean? What is the deep state? How do we identify the deep state? Do we have a deep state? Who's in charge of the deep state? All of those are bundled up in our discussion today. And I think as conservatives and Christians and patriots, we need to recognize the enemy and how the enemy is shrouded, what the enemy is like, and what God calls on us to do as Christians. We need to continue to fight the good fight. We need to recognize that we are to be salt and light. We need to understand that we are in a world, but we're not of the world. Even though we're in the world, we're not of the world. We need to be different. And especially now, as Tony Perkins says, the IRS has given up. We need to stand up. And talking about the 501c3 and the releasing, whether it be philosophical, actual, however you couch it, where the pastors are released, churches are released from any restraint of talking about political issues and political candidates, et cetera, et cetera. We need to recognize our opportunity today as Christians, conservatives, and as patriots to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. But ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus said, a divided house and a divided nation cannot stand. That's my focus. That's my concern. That we're witnessing a divided nation. Many, many years now, conservatives and Christians and patriots have all noticed a vast, vast difference in how the deep state has become more and more embedded and undercover and yet controlling our nation. Don't know if you've pondered that. We're a constitutional republic with a representative form of government, but we have the, let me just give you a little tidbit of information, insight. When President Trump was elected November 2016, took office 2017, President Trump had, I think it was 4,100 leftovers, carryovers from the Obama administration in the State Department alone. He had probably in all of the departments about 70 to 100,000 deep state, I would call them, socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats, that in every department was an attempt to block, to undermine, and destroy whatever Trump wanted to institute in his first office, in his first term. It has heightened greatly since then. We're just now seeing the onion being peeled, layer after layer, more and more evidence of the deep state and what has been taking place. Multitudes do not know that. Many have never understood that. Most today are not recognizing that we've had a dual system in our nation, a divided nation. And it concerns me because whether it's a home, a church, family, nation, Jesus says, if you're divided, you cannot stand. Little book of Amos says, how can we walk together? How can two walk together lest we be agreed? There must be an agreement. And I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, where we are as a nation. I am encouraged somewhat when I see what Tulsi Gabbard and others are doing in the leadership roles under the present Trump administration of peeling the onion, identifying who, what, when, and where, and a hope for the curative medicine to be poured on the wound to heal America. Now, is that totally possible? I don't know. Is it something we should hope for, plan for, pray for as Christians? Absolutely. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement about the scripture. Thy word is truth. In Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? It's forever. And yet we're in a society today, ladies and gentlemen, where truth is disdained, where truth is denied, truth is rejected, truth is not viewed as being truth. It goes back to what I call the secularist in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, George Orwell. Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factual today. There are those today that in every aspect and every portion of our government that reject truth. We have those today in the realm of theological, doctrinal, biblical circles that will deny the truth of what the Word of God says. That is historically true because the old sin nature, the fallen nature. I go back to what is stated by former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint, headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Listen to this powerful statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values that derive from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better. That is the fundamental, rudimentary, elemental foundation of what is taking place in our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just a matter of some saying there's no such thing as truth. 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say, this article headline says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. They go on to say, 55% of the millennials say this: each person determines their own version of truth. I've always used the term a half-truth as a whole lie. No such thing as different versions of truth. It's either truth or it's fiction. It's truth or it's false. The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus put it this way: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my mantra. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we recognize truth, we seek it, we listen to it, we learn it, we love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to stand and defend truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, may I do a little parenthetical footnote on that statement from Jan Hus? What we need today in our political system, our civil government system, are those that are Christians, conservatives, patriots, that's willing to stand for truth and not compromise. Compromise is where you hear the politicians saying, we're going to reach across the aisle. That means compromise. If it is truth, stand for it. If you have to stand for it alone, if you have to defend it even to death. It is my challenge every day that we recognize that it is our need, the need of our nation, to stand for, defend, love, listen to, learn, and stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and they have a knowledgeable staff. They can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You say, well, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Oh Glory, the U.S. flag. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today an issue that I believe we need to recognize, understand, and to be able to identify and cope with. I'm talking about unveiling the deep state. How do we know there's a deep state? How do we identify the deep state? Have you ever wondered, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give us a little punch list. Have you ever wondered exactly how things happen as they have? Have you ever wondered why we were lied to and deceived about the origins of COVID? These are some of the most recent things. Have you ever wondered, ladies and gentlemen, considered just why we the people were forced to, we the people, I did not want to clarify that, but why we the people, the United States of American citizens, were forced to, were required to get the death jab called the COVID vaccination, and yet the House and the Senate members were able to opt out and not have to get the vaccination? Now listen, I could ponder that with you all day. If it were so good, if so beneficial, so efficacious, why then were the legislators, the House and the Senate, why weren't they absolutely required to take the jab? Why is it, ladies and gentlemen, that it was just simply required for we, the common people? Why is it that we had, if you ever wondered why, during the course of the height of the COVID jab mindset, that we were lied to about where COVID took place? We were lied to about the efficacy of the Pfizer, the J&J, and the Moderna vaccinations? By the way, President Trump has just canceled a $600 million contract with Moderna that was supposed to supply vaccines for flu. And all of these major pharmaceuticals lied to us about the efficacy of the vaccination, lied to us about the findings in what was called, should have been called human trials, and the number of deaths and the number of catastrophes that took place during those human trials just now being uncovered. How is it that we were lied to and all of the documentation, all of the information, all of the factual data in relationship to that information was sequestered from, kept from the American citizens? How did that happen? How could it have taken place? Let me tell you, it's because the deep state and those that were in offices and positions that were able to sequester things, allow things to happen, and keep it covered, even from some of the upper echelon in the government. And most of the time, upper echelon was on the top of the pile, if you please, making the decision to sequester things and lie to the American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, have you wondered why every Christian, every conservative that questioned the 2016 and the 2020 elections were censored, and any tweet, any Facebook account, anything on social media were considered as misinformation and disinformation? Have you ever considered how that was happening, why that was happening? Who made the decision for that? How is it taking place? It wasn't because it was something that was constitutional. It wasn't something because it was out of international protection because of the protection of our nation for some outside intruder to come in and destroy us. It wasn't for that reason. So just why were we, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, as conservatives, pushed into the corner and said, shut up, don't believe what your eyes see or your ears hear? Why did that take place? How did it take place? Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever noticed that in our government there are those that appear to be above the law? Let me just get down to the nitty-gritty. Have you wondered why Hillary Clinton didn't spend time in prison? Have you ever wondered why the Biden family cabal, where under the Comey investigation, Comer investigation in the House of Representatives, interviewed, examined, looked at bank records, etc., and found that the Biden family cabal had some 10, 15, or 20 LLCs, fake corporate entities, where they were massively collecting hundreds of millions of dollars going through those corporate entities, not for any services, not for any product that was being sold, but simply because it was a methodology of selling contact with Joe Biden, the big man, as it was called, in some of the Hunter Biden laptop material. Have you ever wondered, ladies and gentlemen, how all of that takes place and nothing is done? Listen to a headline. Senate Judiciary Committee drops bombshell on FBI's Clinton cover-up, declassified and declassifies and releases long-hidden Clinton annex to the public. Listen, I'll read just a few brief paragraphs of this. This sets the stage, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about unveiling the deep state. Do you think it's needful and necessary to have a dual operational government? Is it wise for our nation to have dual operational heads and leadership in our nation where one department is doing this, the other? Do you think it is wise to have things like USAID where they have found now that hundreds of millions of dollars, yes, billions of dollars, was being spent willy-nilly at the discretion of some of the top leadership in the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party? They just discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that through USAID and the hundreds of billions of dollars, some of it was going for, I think it was some 12 or 14 biological pathogens that are deadly, that were paid for by American taxpayer dollars through the back door, through USAID, to go into the Wuhan, China labs to be further developing these engineered products that could kill half, if not all, of America. Paid for. Operated out of the same lab that COVID came out of. You didn't see that on the Marxist media. But let me read you some of this. After I read the headline again, Senate Judiciary Committee drops bombshell on FBI's Clinton cover-up, declassifies and releases long-hidden Clinton, quote, annex to the public. Dated July the 21st, 2025, the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary has released a scathing statement exposing the FBI's utter failure, if not outright refusal, to properly investigate Hillary Clinton's illegal use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Senator Chuck Grassley revealed that the newly declassified Clinton annex and appendix to the DOJ's Inspector General 2018 report shows that James Comey, that the FBI deliberately ignored key evidence, stonewalled Congress, and prioritized politics over national security. Grassley confirmed that the document declassified at his request by the Trump-appointed Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel reveals how FBI brass, including Comey, McCabe, and disgraced agent Peter Stroke, buried damning evidence, including thumb drives with highly classified information that could have blown the lid off the Clinton-Obama cover-up. What the FBI covered up. Listen to this briefly. Thumb drives containing sensitive data tied to the State Department, Congress, and even President Obama himself were seized and then ignored. An FBI memo recommended further searches, but the Bureau of Leadership squashed any further probe. Intelligence reports indicated coordinating between the then DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and operatives from the Soros-funded Open Society Foundation to suppress any further investigation. The FBI failed to pursue leads that the Obama administration intentionally derailed the Clinton probe to protect her 2016 candidacy. Quote, I'm making the Clinton annex public today so the American people have all the facts. Senator Johnson and I have requested this document's declassification together since 2020, and President Trump, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, and others finally got it, and they've done it. Thank you for your dedication to transparency, Grassley said. Today, the Department of Justice honored Chairman Grassley's request to release information relating to the former FBI Director James Comer's failed investigation into Hillary Clinton's mishandling of highly classified information during her tenure as Secretary of State, Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, how does this happen? We have a dual government. It is called a deep state. Deep state. What does it mean, deep state? Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What I'm doing is setting the foundation, setting the stage so that we can understand why the things that are taking place today are really happening. Why is it that Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and others now are bringing forth facts and information in relationship how the deep state operated at least in the latter portion of 2015, all of 2016, and following up through and including this very date, the deep state operating to undermine, tear down, and destroy the will of the people in the election of Donald J. Trump? We're going to get to that in a moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, what is the deep state? Now, for those that have a little quandary about that, let me read you the Webster's Dictionary statement. Secret network of especially non-elected government officials and sometimes private entities, as in the financial services and defense industries, operating extra-largely through influence and engaged government policies. Nameless bureaucrats into a super-government that is accountable to no one. That is the deep state. Ladies and gentlemen, we have witnessed these things taking place for many, many years. The past 10 years in particular, with President Donald J. Trump in the crosshairs of the deep state to tear down and destroy what I believe God has supernaturally wanted to do for America through Donald Trump. That was done in 2016. The election was 100% stolen in 2020. In 2024, there was an attempt to steal the election, but they could not steal enough votes to destroy God's intervention again in placing Donald J. Trump in office. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, unveiling the deep state. Unveiling the deep state. Let me just speak to that issue here. There must be indictments, Tulsi Gabbard says, because of the treasonous conspiracy directed by President Obama. Now, we're going to talk about this for the balance of the broadcast. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that there is a deep state? Who do you believe is in charge of the deep state now? Who is it that needs to be removed from a position behind the scenes? I am concerned that there are multitudes still in the FBI and the DOJ and the other three-letter organizational structures in the United States governmental system that are still operating willy-nilly, if you will, operating at the beck and call of someone outside of the Oval Office, operating on the basis of what they want to do or they can do with outside dollars or influence to control, tear down, and destroy the United States of America. Well, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, based on what we've seen coming out of the prestigious universities, we already know that we have those that are here from the that are representing the Communist Party, the Communist Chinese Party. We already know that we have those that are here that are anti-Semites that hate Israel, hate the Jewish people, and are wanting the Islamic jihadists to rise up and be in control. We're seeing our nation, listen carefully, Youngblood paraphrase, footnote, addition to what I'm saying. I believe we're witnessing our nation being attacked from a multitude of basically organizational structures that are somewhat have been embedded down through the years through the deep state and now rising up to tear down the foundation. Psalm 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm concerned about the foundations of our nation being undermined and destroyed. And I think it's time that Christians, pastors, churches, Christians in generals, conservatives, that we stand up, speak up, and be heard while there's yet opportunity, while there's yet an opportunity for us to deliver our nation from the jaws of the deep state. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. I'm just thinking about that. My observation over the years is that when the liberals get a chance, when they think they hold a conservative, there is no mercy. They don't hesitate to punish, to make an example of them. But on the other hand, the conservatives tend to behave different. They're spineless or whatever is the problem. Because if you don't really punish, it will happen again. Things happen to this country that should not have happened. And that has brought the country to where it is. And if the guilty ones are the deep state, if God has allowed it to come to light, and you have to punish the guilty ones, else they'll do it again. It will continue to happen. So we just hope that the conservatives or these people who are in charge now will have what it takes to do what they need to do. Because if you just turn a blind eye and leave things, it continue to happen. People will never learn. That is my comment, Dr. Youngblood.
Lily, you're exactly right. Let me add a little footnote to what you have said. We need to sit up as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We need to look at and say, why is it that people feel that they're above the law? Like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, the entire Biden family cabal, those that had collected millions of dollars with false, phony organizations and structures to milk the public and be paid off by enemies of America. Why is it that we as Christian conservatives feel that somehow, some way, that's okay, just don't bother it? And I've said, and you've heard me say many times on this broadcast, and you've articulated it very well, that there's no mercy when it comes to the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party when they're against something that Trump has done or others in his orbit or that we've done as conservatives, just as calling mothers and fathers, parents, domestic terrorists, just because they were going before school boards and challenging the pornography being taught in the classrooms. It was a document that was directed out of the DOJ with Merrick Garland, 32-page document, transmitted to the FBI for Christopher Wray to enforce across America. And yet, somehow, some way, Christians, conservatives, and patriots think that, well, that must be the law. We can't do it. And it was simply the deep state that was operating against anything that we would call morals, ethics, and values. And my concern is, Lily, is that I'm wondering as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, have we awakened, or if not, when will we awaken? And if not, what will it take to awaken us that we will take a stand and be a voice that God would have us to be as salt and light in a decaying, darkened society?
Yes. I think we should take an example from what Donald Trump went through the other day. Without he wasn't guilty, being innocent as it were, and look at what they put him through, look at what they did to him, and others put in jail, lives destroyed completely. That's how they behave. But then we as believers, we know that wrongdoing must be punished, else it will continue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lily, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about unveiling the deep state. Do you believe we have a deep state? What is your opinion? How should we respond to it? What should we do? Pam Bundy is in the position now. It's already been turned over to her from Tulsi Gabbard with the details of what is called treasonous conspiracy. Now, there's some that saying the word treason is too harsh, that we ought not to call it treason. Ladies and gentlemen, it is treason in the first class sense. It is treason because these have become enemies of the state, and treason is a term that's used for those that are enemies of the United States of America. And I believe that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and each of the others, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that further. Each of those need to be tried and convicted of treason against America. And at the very least, for their punishment, I believe their American citizenship should be canceled. Now, that's pretty harsh, perhaps you say, but I believe that it's necessary for us to set the stage and prevent a further erosion of our constitutional republic that we have. Where else can a person go? Everybody wants to come to America. Well, when we have our nation imploding, where do we go if we no longer have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and our constitutional remedies? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break right after the news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we'll be right back.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine.